नमस्ते नाथ भगवन शिवाय गुरु रूपिणे विद्यावतार संसिद्ध स्वीकृत अनेक विग्रह नवाय नव रूपाय परमार्थक रूपिणे सर्वज्ञान तमोभेद भान वेचितनाय ते स्वतंत्राय दया क्लुप्त विग्रहाय शिवात्मने परतंत्राय भक्तानां भव्यानां भव्य रूपिणे विवेकिनां विवेकाय विमर्शाय विमर्शिनां प्रकाशिनां प्रकाशाय ज्ञानिनां ज्ञान रूपिणे परस्तात्पार्श्व योपृष्ठे नमस्कुर्यान् चदामचित रूपिणे विदेहि भवदाशनम् इत्येवं मञ्जुभस्लोके सुवितेतमानसः प्रातः प्रभो समये जपाशु दिवसं भवेत् शिवादि गुरुभ्यो नमः. So, Happy New Year to everybody. Guru Mandala Asirvadam. So, before I start today's session, I just wanted to discuss about the Udayastamana Japakramam, the sadhana that Bango. So, that several people tried and did this week. So, Bango. பார்த்தா என்னமோ ஒரு மேட்ரிக்ஸ் படம் பார்க்குற மாதிரி இருக்கும். உன்னுடைய ஐடிஸ் மகேஷோட ஐடியதுல MKX2 ப்ரோன்மோ. ஓகே, சோ லாட் ஆஃப் பீப்புள் டிட் இட் இந்த திஸ் வீக்.
நானே பண்ண வரல. ஓ நமஸ்காரம் குருஜி.
வாங்க வாங்க, உங்க நேம் வந்தது.
நமஸ்காரம் குருஜி.
வாங்க. So a lot of people did Udayastamana Japam and Bhuma Sundar, adukapra on the Padmasani, Anirudh, Ishwar, adukapra appa nane, adukapra Anirudh sonna Srikanth Bhuvana. So all these people we all tried, and adula vandu some people could not go through the whole thing, but most of us did it. And the those who could not do it, they're also going to try it again this week or tomorrow probably. So and the relaxation kuduthundalla, so for the bio breaks adu kuda vandu probably one or two people just used it, others did not even use it. So it's possible. I'm just sharing these things to let you know that it's not easy for sure, but it is possible. It's not impossible. So panna mudiyum, and some people too much of intense focus irundhanaala vandha headaches jaasti vandadunu sonnanga. Yeah, that is bound to happen. So but this is all the first time you're doing it. We are not born sages. Now vandha porandhadhen thavam panindirukla eno illaya penance la panindirukla, but this is the first time you tried something. First time you have tried something, right? So in the madri aaradhukku chances are. So I did it like 10 years ago, the experience compared to what I did 10 years ago, but I did it 24 hours udayam to the next day udayam, and with all these constraints and restrictions. But even for me who have done that at least twice before, in the udayam to astamaname difficult are the because of the probably it's 10 years after, right? So it was not easy. So the earlier, the sooner I want that the younger generation, I totally recommend, encourage them to do it the sooner. The later you postpone it, if you are thinking that retirement kapra ellam paathukalana, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult, but with the determination and the idu irukumbodhu panna mudiyum. It's not that you cannot do it, panna mudiyum, but it's not going to be easy. Namakku vandu andha oru full bladder oda and the feeling oda pannuvom பொறுத்துன்னு பண்ணுவோம், பட் அதெல்லாம் கூட இல்லாமல் பண்ண முடியும் வென் யூ ஆர் யங். ஐ ஜஸ்ட் வாண்ட் டு ஸ்ட்ரெஸ் தட், ஸோ தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ஜென்ரேஷன் ஷுட் மேக் யூஸ் ஆஃப் தீஸ் ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டிஸ். இந்த மாதிரி சாதனைகள்லாம் வந்துட்டு தி சூனர் யூ டூ இட் தி பெட்டர். இஃப் யூ போஸ்ட் போன் இட், இட்ஸ் கோயிங் டு பி மோர் டிஃபிகல்ட். ஓகே, ஸோ நம்மளுடைய அட்வான்டேஜ் இன் தி யூஎஸ் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஷார்ட் அண்ட் வின்டர். ஸோ யூ கேன் மேக் யூஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ஃப்ரம் உதயம் டு உதயம். இட் டசன்ட் மேட்டர் இன் விச் எவர் பிளேஸ் யூ ஆர், it's going to be constant. That 24 hours is going to be constant. But this one, you have the advantage in the US, in the Northern Hemisphere. So if you want to take use of it during the winter time, please do. India, you have to do it. You have to do it. You have to do it. Jai Shri Sundar. You were planning to do it. Did you complete it? I don't know. But if you were planning to do it tomorrow, Asirvadam, do it. Finish it also. So those who have done it already, you know how it is, and I'm sure that you also know where are the things that you need to focus more on. We already discussed one-on-one. Certain areas focus jaasi irundirukum, or you may have lost the focus. So the next time you do, you know what are all the shortcomings and how to get over it. So keep trying. So don't leave it. Okay, well, so you have another, even if it is not every month, at least every week, at least try twice a month. So two times in a month is not a bad thing. So another 3 months, six times on the six different devatas. And then you can pick it up in the next year. So try it. Okay, so if you feel that sangalpam vachi pandradunala namalukku vandu edha thappa irumona, don't do the sangalpam also. It's okay. So try panunga. And then if you are able to do it on the first goal, yeah, the next time only you know that you're confident enough and you can take the sangalpam. So without the sangalpam, do it. It doesn't matter. It's just for your own benefit. You are only testing yourself. எந்த தேவதையும் வந்து நின்று எனக்கு இது கூடாது கூடாது எதுவும் கேட்கல. இட்ஸ் அவர் ஓன் சாதனா அண்ட் அவர் ஓன் இட்ஸ் பேசிக்லி ஃபார் தி ஃபோக்கஸ். நம்மளால ஒரு இடத்துல ஆர் வி ஏபிள் டு சிட் ஸ்ட்ரெயிட் ஆர் சிட் இன் தி சேம் பிளேஸ் ஃபார் 8 hours, 9 hours, 9.5 hours, வேற வாட் எவர் வி டிட் டுடே. ஸோ 9.5 hours ஒரே பிளேஸில் உட்கார முடியுமா? அண்ட் வித்தவுட் எனி யுவர் கேட்ஜெட்ஸ், வித்தவுட் எனி தாட் ப்ராசஸ், நோ டாக்கிங், நோ ஃபுட், நோ பயோ பிரேக்ஸ், உட்கார முடியுமா நம்மளால அந்த மாதிரி? அண்ட் thinking about the same devata, ore devata chintanaila irka munima. It's not easy, right? So mind will waver, that's okay. If it is wavering something around the devata, it's okay. Okay, so in the mari thought process la, if you start doing it, it will work out. It may not happen the first time, second time, that's okay. Keep doing it. If you keep doing it, it will happen the third or fourth time. It will happen someday. So your determination will make it happen. So keep doing it. Okay, wow. So with that, let's move into today's topic. So we have been looking at the Mula Prakriti manifestations. We saw that there are 5 primary devatas: Mula Durga, Lakshmi, Mula Durga, Radha, Lakshmi, Saraswati, and Savitri. We've already seen the vidhanams of Mula Durga, Radha, and Lakshmi. And this week we are going to look into Saraswati vidhanam. We saw the Mula Durga as Prakriti itself. And then we saw Radha as the Ichha Shakti. Then we saw the meaning of Lakshmi as the nourishment power or the Bhoktri, to as a savior, right? So I didn't send the Lakshmi handout last week, so I'm going to attach it now so we can quickly go through the contents of that. Okay, hold on. So I'm attaching a Word document, but this time I got a helper. Srikanth has converted it to Telugu and Tamil also. So he will attach it. Okay, so if you open this document that I just attached, so it is 51 pages. Okay, so I didn't have all this table of contents. I didn't make it a great book or anything, but all these things will come into, will be compiled into that one big book that I'm talking about when we are doing this next year's puja in June, 3, 4, 5. With all this Devi Mahatmyam Ragasya Puja. So that will have all these 64 devatas that we talked about. So every single devata will have a handout like this. And we will assign one of you to do this puja for the Pratyaksha Puja purposes. So you will be going through these documents. At least one person will be having this portfolio. Okay, anybody. So we have the mantra japam initially, and then you can see I have also attached several other mantras of Lakshmi. Okay, I didn't include the Dasamahavidya Lakshmi in this, but apart from that, several other mantras related to Lakshmi, the Ekakshari, Trayakshari, Chaturakshari, Saptakshari, Dasakshari, Ekadasakshari, அண்ட் சித்தலட்சுமி ஏகதசாட்சரி, சோடசாட்சரி, மகாலட்சுமி, திரையவிம்சதாட்சரி, 32 லெட்டர்ஸ் அண்ட் 28 லெட்டர்ஸ், ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ், 23 லெட்டர்ஸ் அண்ட் 28 லெட்டர்ஸ் மகாலட்சுமி, தோஸ் ஆர் ஆல் தேர் ஆல்சோ. அண்ட் தென் ஐ ஹவ் அட்டாச்ட் தி ஆவரண பூஜா ஃபார் மகாலட்சுமி ஆஸ் வெல். அண்ட் அகெயின் திஸ் மகாலட்சுமி இஸ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தி அதர் மகாலட்சுமிஸ் அண்ட் தி ஆதிலட்சுமிஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்டஃப் லைக் திஸ் different of the different gross level mahalakshmi that we can relate with easily, that is this mahalakshmi. Okay, so I have given that details, and then lakshmi ashtotram is there. Like I said in the last week class itself, the first nama of lakshmi ashtotram is prakriti, right? So that is the moola prakriti devata, so that's how she starts. So that is the pramanam also. And then I also include Lakshmi Sahasranama Stotram. I will include Radha Sahasranama and Radha Ashtotram also in the previous documents which I missed. So those documents also become bigger. And then in the Brahma Vivarta Puranam, there is a slokam explaining the tattvam of Lakshmi itself. I have already talked about it in the last class, so I'm just putting the pramanam, the slokams for the tattvartams. And then there is a Sarvabhishta Pradayak Lakshmi Stavam. So these are all excellent slokas that are there in the Puranam. And if you look at the Phalasruti, it talks about Idam Stotram Mahapunyam Trisandhyam Yapatenaraha Kubera Tulyaha Sabhavet Raja Rajeshwaro Mahan. So those who are looking for those kind of benefits, materialistic benefits, they can read these tavams. Okay, and Sarva Ishwarya Prada Lakshmi Kavacham. Okay, I like this Kavacham because it has several Lakshmi mantras in it. So I also removed those mantras separately and then given it in a table under that Kavacham itself. It's a very small Kavacham, probably like 10 slokas itself. You can easily chant this. Okay. Because of the mantras, I like it. And then there is another stavam, Mahalakshmi stavam. So this is the stavam which I like because of the famous quotation that is used in several pravachanams. And even in articles, people quote this Mahalakshmi Stavam, that is in the Brahma Vivarta Purana. Kuputra kuchatis santi na kutra vikumataraha. Okay, so meaning that there could be bad sons somewhere, but there can never be a bad mother. So this is the famous quotation that is used everywhere. So that is from this Stavam. Okay. And then there is another Kavacham called Sampatprada. Lakshmi Sampatprada Kavacham. Again, there are several mantras in that too. So I have decoded those mantras and then listed in the table below that Kavacham. And then Lakshmi Narayana Kavacham is there. There is one more thing that I wanted to share, but I have not had the time to type it yet. There is a Lakshmi Hridayam in Atharvana Veda. Okay. So that is in the form of shloka, 108 shlokas. That is not normal Lakshmi Hridayam, it's Adi Mahalakshmi Hridayam. Okay, it is. It has lots and lots of potency in doing that. The Phalasruti itself is unbelievable in that Hridayam. It has one way of doing the Parayanam. There is a Narayana Hridayam. And that Narayana is not normal Narayana. That Narayana is Brahman himself. So that is a Brahma Hridayam. And this one is a Vimarsha. So Prakasha Shakti and Vimarsha Shakti Stotram. But it is in the Vedas itself. Atharvana Veda, Khilani. Khila meaning appendix. So so that it is from that section of Atharvana Vedam. It's called Atharvana Veda Rahasya Kandam. So in that, these two are given. And it is not widely known to anybody. Only few Guru Mandalas use it, and they have kept it very, very seriously, and they have guarded it very well. So I want to share it with you all this year, because we are going to do this Adi Lakshmi Rahasya Kramam, right? So there are some sadhana kramams for that. So you chant the Narayana Hridayam first, which is Brahma Hridayam, Brahman only, and then the Lakshmi Hridayam, then the Narayana Hridayam. So you should be a Sampudikaranam of the Lakshmi Hridayam, should be the Sampudikaranam of the Brahman itself. Basically, the Vimarsha Sakti is within the Prakasha Bindu itself. So it's that. So it's capsulated, it's like within that Narayana Prakasha Bindu itself. Vimarsha Sakti is within. And that's basically the idea, the concept of this Parayana Krama. And there are several sadhana kramam, like how many times you chant it. During Navratris, they say on the Prathama day, you chant it once. Dutiya, chant it twice. Like that till Dasami, you chant it 10 times. The same slokam in an ascending order. And what happens when you do like 5 times in the middle of the night on certain days, on Fridays, those kind of things. So I will talk more about it when I start sharing it, but I want to tell you that there is some sadhana that I want to share, which is ragasyam. And when I share it, please don't share it to anybody else. It is only between Guru and Sishya. Keep it like that. And it's, you will not see it outside so easily. Some people may share it. Probably Giri traders would have it. They have Uchishta in sadhana samacharam itself. So I'm not worried about that. But how to do it, it has to come through a proper Guru Mandalam. And why we have to do it and the sadhana kramams, it won't be there easily. Okay. So I'll share all those things also, because Lakshmi topic is so, talking about it.
Guru.
Yeah.
So 3 years ago, if you remember, I contacted you, or rather the Inga Sringeri Madam had done that Lakshmi Narayana Hridaya Stotram, where they did the Lakshmi Hridayam, then the Narayana Hridayam, or Narayana Hridayam, then first, Lakshmi Hridayam, then Narayana Hridayam.
Yes.
So Ninga, I had asked you about that. Then I think you probably have researched it something further, or you found this. If you remember, I had asked you the Kovila Panna Inga.
Okay.
And they had done the Omam. And so that was kind of the first time I had seen it.
People do that. It's not like it is completely unknown. It's known. Books are there also. You can go and do Google and then you'll find the books.
Giri Trading is selling that book.
Yeah. So there are specific ways of doing it. And then there are specific sadhana kramams. Nightly, how do you do it? That's it. So they think it is a normal Lakshmi Narayana, normal Narayana Kadayad. That's why I'm saying the reason why I'm bringing it here is because of the Prakasha Vimarsha Bindu Samachar. Because of that is the puja. In that Stavam Hridayam itself, it will only say Adi Lakshmi only. Mm-hmm. Not the Adi Lakshmi as one of the Adi Lakshmi of Ashtalakshmi. Not that Lakshmi. Mm-hmm. We are talking about the Vimarsha Shakti only.
Vaishnava book la Mari Rikan Mari.
But their context is different. That their context is different. Their understanding of that is different. But the true meaning is different. So when I'm talking about it, I'll explain. When I tell the actual why is it from the Vedas itself and how is it related to the Brahman, how is this related to the Prakasha Bindu and Vimarsha Bindu, once I explain all those things, then you'll understand the greatness about those. ஓகேவா சோ அது தெரிஞ்சு பண்றதுக்கும் ஒரு ஒரு ஸ்லோகம் படிக்கிறதுக்கும் வித்தியாசம் இருக்கு.
கரெக்ட்.
ஓகே சோ ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஷேர் தட் அட் தட் ரைட் மொமெண்ட் பிகாஸ் திஸ் இஸ் தி ரைட் மொமெண்ட் வி ஆர் டுயிங் திஸ் கிரமம் ஃபார் தி நெக்ஸ்ட் இயர் பூஜா. சோ ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஷேர் இட். ஓகே சோ அது லக்ஷ்மி டாபிக்ல. வித் தட் லெட் மீ கோ டு தி சரஸ்வதி கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் தட் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு டு டுடே. ஓகே வில் நவ் சி சரஸ்வதி. This is the Jnana Sakti, to kindle the intelligence. The whole reason for the evolution of all beings in this Jagat is Saraswati. The intelligence present in a small baby animals, even when their eyes are not even open, to go and look for their mothers, and even the knowledge to look for the breast to drink milk, is not a simple joke. If you see elephants giving birth, even if it is the first time mother, it would know to kick the baby gently to fall when it falls down, to gently revive the breathing. Who teaches all these? This inborn intelligence to survive in this universe is Saraswati. Is it just for survival then? What about evolution? How do we evolve ourselves? If we think humans are the greatest in evolving, look at the invisible virus that has made the entire universe to a standstill. Isn't that evolving? Don't you think that it has the inbuilt intelligence? What is that power? that is Saraswati. Isn't that survival? Well, it is more than survival. When we try to become more than what we are currently are, that is more than survival. For us to survive, just a small hut with running water near us and a small garden where we can plant vegetables and a few weapons to save us from danger and fire sticks to cook, that's just enough. So this evolution, this creation, these innovations that we are talking about, these are not just for survival. This is more than that. What is this driving force? What drives us to become more than what we are? What who would have thought that we could go and take pictures of the moons of Jupiter? We are after all limited humans, isn't it? That thought of limited powers, that thought of limited intelligence, that thought of binding us into something limited boundaries, for some reason was not acceptable
before.
For somebody it is acceptable, but for some people it was not acceptable, at least for a few folks, right? So why couldn't they be content with what they have? Why would people have the drive to go into the darkest caves and the deepest oceans and the scary skies? Is it because they are going to find some gold and they can become richer and popular? No, why would people go into the caves when they don't even know if they would come out of it? What is the driving force? What is driving them to do all this risky stuff? Some may say they're like adventures, but there are a few folks who do it for more than just an adventure. They want to become unbounded. They do not like the boundaries that we have assumed. We can call the research, you can call it science, innovation, discovery, give whatever term to it. It is basically seeking, period. Seeking the unknown. It will all fall into this bucket. Why is this not happening to everybody? It does happen. It does happen to the majority, but they all ignore it. It will touch each and every living thing at some point of their life, but what we do with it when such an opportunity knocks, that makes a difference. If we decide to simply ignore it and move on with our current life, the content life, or are we going to take it seriously and do some soul searching, reflect upon it, and take some actions towards it? This urge to seek, when that happens, the necessary knowledge that is inherent waiting to assist is Saraswati.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry to stop you for a minute. What teaches the plant where all the leaves fall off in winter and then spring, just like something happened, everything comes out, how the cycle goes and all, it always used to amaze me. What is that?
Yeah, that is the Mula Prakriti. We talked about that already. That nature, that cyclic nature, that is Mula Prakriti herself. That's her in action. And that is there in Bhavana Upanishad. It talks about all these six rasas and six seasons. So they form the Avarna Devatas. So we'll talk about it. So it was covered in the Srinagara Vimarsanam, lecture number 4. Okay, so if you can go and listen back to that, you will know how it's related. But this Saraswati concept is the intelligence that we are talking about. And you may be wondering, we all have several types of intelligence, right? The common intelligence that is needed for survival purposes and for gaining small happiness, that is abundant and used by almost all living beings. But the untapped intelligence that is waiting to be tapped is a different story. How to tap it, when to tap it, etc. also requires some intelligence. Here, Savitri and Saraswati are related in that way. I talked about the urge to seek, right? Something needs to kindle it. That kindling power is Savitri, but once kindled, the Mahashakti that is revealed is Saraswati. To remove the wheel of Maya and get rid of Ajnana, we need this Mahashakti called Saraswati. So, but that kindling, that urging, the urge to seek, that is Savitri. So we need Savitri to help us to kindle it so that Saraswati can get revealed. And then we'll use that power to use intelligent and move further, evolve further and walk the moksha path. You may be wondering, what is the difference between this Mahasaraswati, Mahavidya, and the Saraswati, the wife of Brahma, etc.? These are genuine doubts. I know that several people have talked about this, and you all get these genuine confusions when you first read Devi Mahatmyam itself. There are so many Mahalakshmis that will come in the book. The same would be there for Lakshmi as well, right? So the simple way to understand this is, assume you're working for, let's say, Motilal and Sons Company. they are used to naming all the kids in the family as Motilal only. Luckily, in that household, the Ayurdevata is working double shift and five generations are living together. The youngest Motilal is a worker in a grocery store. The next senior Motilal is doing some accounting. The next senior one is planning on expanding their franchise. The next senior is busy investing their savings to ensure growth. And the most senior Motilal is just seeing all this and quietly enjoying. He is in a blissful state. Unfortunately, we are just a customer to the grocery store. Only the youngest Motilal knows our needs and can satisfy our needs. All these Motilals have the same genes and share the same business and each route back to the senior most, who is just sitting and doing nothing and enjoying the bliss of success. But based on our level of need, we deal with different Motilals. If you cross the needs of the grocery store and we are looking to set up a franchise ourselves, then we will be dealing with a different senior Motilal, isn't it? The youngest Motilal will still help by introducing us to his father or grandfather. That introduction will go a long way. I'm just giving this Motilal example just to make things easier to relate with. I'm having more younger generation folks starting to listen to these lectures, and I don't want to lose them by always talking about manifestation, Vimarsha Shakti, etc. This Motilal analogy should be easy way for them to relate to this bigger concept of Adi Mahalakshmi and her Shaktis. Now getting back to Saraswati. We need her to give the intelligence to remove the Ajnana. For us to take steps, even to get the thought that we need to seek a guru, that cannot happen without Saraswati. Once you get the guru to listen to Guru Vakya and to believe in the guru, you need Saraswati. Even if you listen to Guru Vakyam, to continue to stay in the path and not stray away, you need Saraswati for that as well. Vedas call her Medha, Shraddha, Buddhi, Dhi, Jnana, etc. These are all Saraswati only. So I want to talk more about Saraswati along with the handouts. However, I just finished typing the Saraswati material, not completely as well, but I did not compile it the way that I did the Lakshmi handout. So I'm going to share it next week. But there is one thing I wanted to share, because several folks talked to me today and I want to do something, start something new for this new year. So I would like to introduce a new stuti. It is just about 25 slokas, 20 to 25 slokas. And it won't take more than 3 to 5 minutes if you memorize it. Okay, I'd like you to all chant this every single day. This sloka is written by Yajnavalkya and Saraswati. It's called Vani Stavanam. Okay, it is in the two Puranas, Brahma Vaivarta Purana and Devi Bhagavatam as well, but referred by several Puranas and Tantra Sastras as well. Why? I'll tell you the reason. There's a little story behind it. It's about the great person who walked on earth called Yajnavalkya. Okay, and several people may have heard his name, but it's a great person. I'll talk about his real stories and everything in the next session. But today I'll give you a small intro for this Stavanam. So he was a Sishya of Vaishampayana. Actually, Vaishampayana, Yajnavalkya is Vaishampayana's sister's son. So Vaishampayana, Mama is the guru. Okay. But Vaishampayana had several disciples and he taught his disciples Yajurveda. Yajnavalkya is the brightest of all and had several Advaitic explanations for the Vedas. During one of the sessions, when the guru was teaching, I'll explain the scenario in the next session, okay, because of the lack of time today. The guru and Sishya started arguing. So all these Sishyas were talking to the guru, but it was actually for the benefit of the guru. Yajnavalkya was giving some suggestions on one solution for a problem. He was trying to help the guru only, but the way he placed the arguments, it was so strong, it triggered the anger for the guru. And the guru got really upset and he cursed Yajnavalkya that he should vomit everything that he had taught and he would forget it. Okay, so he immediately vomited. And knowing Vaishampayana, the importance of the Vedas, he should not fall onto the ground. Yajnavalkya, the Vaishampayana, the guru, asked his other disciples to take the form, or to take it, consume those that are being vomited. So those Sishyas took the form of little parrots called Taiti. So it's a form of parrot, okay? So they all consumed it before it fell on the ground. So that portion of Vedas that was taught to Yajnavalkya and was taken by the birds called Taiti birds. It's called, that is the Taittiriya Aranyakam, Taittiriya way of Upanishads, right? All those things is because of that name. So because it was a vomited Veda, it is called the Krishna Yajurveda as well. Okay. I'll talk more about it in the next session. So, but today, so for, to continue the story, Yajnavalkya now depressed. He didn't know what to do. And the only option for him was his Gayatri Mantra. That was the only thing that he remembers. And he was looking at Surya because the Guru Shapa was there, right? So he forgot everything. And the only thing that was linking back was the Gayatri Mantra. He was looking at Surya. So he prayed to Surya and asked him to be his guru and teach him the Veda. Surya said, no, Babu, you have a curse. Guru Shapam cannot be removed like that. Surya himself said, no one has the ability to remove the Guru Shapam. So he suggested that the only person to assist him would be Saraswati. So he asked him to pray to Saraswati and even told him, guided him how to pray to Saraswati as well. And the method to do it, on the day to do it, was all given by Surya. And we would all be doing normally the Saraswati Puja Vidyarambham on Vijayadashmi day, right? During the Sharad Navratri day. But the Puranas, actually, both Devi Bhagavatam, Brahma Vivartha Puranam talks about Magha Masam Shukla Panjami. So the Panjami of the Madangi Navratri, that Panchami is the Vidyarambham for Mukhya. It's a very Mukhya Tithi for Vidyarambham for Vedas and also for Moksha Marga. So if you start anything on that day, that is supposed to be very, very fruitful from a Saraswati perspective, Vidyarambham perspective. So that's a Shukla Panchami of Magamasa. Okay. So how to do it? The day before, on the Chaturthi day, you have to establish the Kalasam. And then on the day of the, so you have to maintain yourself with the Yamas and Niyamas. And then you perform the pujas for the, on the day of the puja, you do the pujas for the six devatas, Ganesha, Surya, Agni, Vishnu, Shiva, and Parvati. Here, if you think of Agni as Subramanya, that's basically Shanmada puja. Okay. And then do the archanas for, then again, install the ghatam with the Saraswati Avahanam and do Sodashopachara puja. And then it's specified, it's very interesting. I have not seen this kind of specific nevedyams. List about 18 nevedyams for this puja. Navanita, Dahi, Chira, Aval, Tila Ladduka, Sugarcane Juice, White Jaggery, Achu Sweet, Akshada, Modakam, Havishyanam with Ghee, Panchamrtam with Banana, Sakra Pongal, Coconut, Coconut Water, Kesar, Bilva Fruit, and then Badri Fruit, Elandapadam. All these things. And the fruits should be only white in color. And then you have to use only white Chandanam. And new white vastram with beautiful golden borders for that ghatam. And then white shangam decorated and use only white pearl mala. All these things in specifics for this. So Surya is giving all these details to Yajnavalkya on how to do the puja for Saraswati on that Magha Shukla Panchami day.
Enna maasam Tamil or English?
Thaiya maasaikku appuram vara panchami. Okay, we're going to go. Madhangi Navaratri starts on Thaiya Amavasa. So actually tomorrow or Amavasa, in the Amavasa, Shakambhari Navaratri starts. So for those in India, Shakambhari Navaratri started. For us, it will be starting tomorrow. Because the next Amavasa will be, Thaiya Amavasa will be...
Jan 31st.
Yeah. So that will be Madhangi Navaratri starting. Okay, and then there is a Dhyana Slokam for Saraswati. So, and then the Mula Mantram is Shreem Hreem Saraswati Swaha. And so he gives that mantram to Yajnavalkya and then asks him to do that. He chants that, does the puja, chants the mantram for many times. And there is a Vishwajaya Saraswati Kavacham. Here, this is the key here. Vishwajaya is basically to get rid of this universe, that is removing the Maya and then getting rid of the Ajnana. So that Kavacham is also very... secretive Kavacham. So that was given by Surya to Yajnavalkya, and he chants that. And after that, he gets this Anubhavam, and then he prays to Saraswati herself and say, please remove me from this Guru Shapam. I want to get rid of this. And you have done these things to help other people. Please also have your Karuna to help me, that compassion. So this Vani Stuti is referred in, as I said, in several Puranas, and how this has the capacity to be the prayaschittam for not following Guru Akyas, Guru orders, and removing Guru curses. On a day-to-day basis, there are so many instances that knowingly or unknowingly that we may be following, not following Guru Akyas. Even though Gurus may not curse and always think for only for the benefit of the Sishyas, this stuti is given as a means to remove even those stuff done unknowingly. So starting this year, let us start chanting this stuti every day in the morning after we chant the Namaste Natha Bhagavan. This is not just for the prayaschittam, but it also yields Saraswati Anugraham, which we all badly need. Okay, so I'll share it. It has the Sanskrit and the Tamil version, and you will see it. It's not big, it's a small slokam only. So you can all start to read that. Okay, so with this, I think it's a straightforward Sanskrit slokam. So it's not a difficult one. It's a beautiful slokam also. So you can start reading it. And next week I'll be in New Jersey, and hopefully I should be able to take the session next week. If not, I'll let you know earlier. So, but there are, I want to cover this Yajnavalkya and the Saraswati handout next week, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Guruji, another question.
Guru Brahma, yeah. Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
இது வெள்ளை தாமரை பூவில் இருப்பாள் அந்த சரஸ்வதி இதுவா இல்லை இதுவேறையா?